Connect with others in the Awaken Therapist community and join us over on Patreon. When you become a member of the Awaken Therapist community, you'll gain access to exclusive teachings, consultations, and resources. Find out more at awakentherapist.com. Early in my career as a therapist, I began to notice something really subtle in the room. I would feel subtle sensations in my body that I knew didn't originate with me. I could see blocked energy in my client's energetic field, and I could hear what wasn't being said. There were sensations, shifts, and quality of energy that I could feel but couldn't quite explain, things that weren't being spoken yet were undeniably present. I could sense where energy was open and where it was stuck or braced. But at that time, my personality actually inhibited my trust in this deeper sense that I was having. Even though I had a lifetime of meditation and contemplative practices to support me, I often felt afraid to name what I was sensing. My personality was trying to keep me safe inside of conceptual knowing, inside of theory, inside of what I'd been taught to say and do. And yet I could feel that when I ignored the subtle, something essential was missing. My capacity to guide real transformation was limited by my fear of naming the truth that I can sense. Over time, I came to trust what I was perceiving, and I began to see that sensing subtle energy is not only reliable, it's actually essential. And that when I allowed myself to reflect it back with compassion and neutrality and clarity, it often became the doorway into the most profound moments of transformation. The key here for me was learning how to leave my personality outside of the therapeutic encounter, not to get rid of my personality entirely, but to not allow it to lead the process and interrupt the potential of the therapeutic transformation. Subtle energy is the living current of life itself. It's how aliveness expresses through the body, mind, heart, and soul, flowing as breath, sensation, emotion, and presence. In therapy, subtle energy is what we're always sensing, whether consciously or not. It expresses itself in the client's posture, in their tone of voice, in the way their body braces or relaxes. It reveals itself in patterns of tension and how connected or disconnected they are from their own sensations, and in the quality of their boundaries, whether they feel porous, rigid, or fluid. It also shows up in the way emotions either flow naturally through them or seem stuck and recycled. And it lives in the relational field and how the space between us feels heavy or light, open or constricted, coherent or fragmented. Sometimes subtle energy feels luminous and flowing. Other times, it carries a darker, sort of vaporous texture that's dense, fog-like, or even heavy in the room, which is not to say that it's bad energy, but that life is being expressed through the filter of trauma, conditioning, and unfinished experiences. When we learn to meet these textures with presence, neutrality, and coherence, they begin to shift. The bracing softens, the field clears. And vitality remembers how to move again. Subtle energy is, in many ways, the golden thread that weaves through it all, connecting body, mind, spirit, and holding together the wholeness of the client's experience, even when that wholeness is obscured. It's important to remember that our clients are multidimensional beings. They're not just their thoughts or stories, they're not only their behaviors or their diagnoses, they're not just their emotions or their stress and trauma response. They are body, mind, heart, energy, and soul woven together in a living field of awareness. When we as therapists attune to subtle energy, we begin to listen in a whole new way. We hear the unspoken. We sense where life longs to move freely and where it's stuck. We begin to notice not only what's said, but how the living current of aliveness is expressing or constricting through the client that we're holding space for. This is the art of listening deeply to what's unseen. It's not abstract at all. It's completely practical. Imagine a client comes in talking about anxiety. If we only focus on the narrative, we risk circling inside of the story. But if we attune to subtle energy, we might notice that their breath never drops below the collarbone, or they have a gentle tremble moving through their body. We might feel a heaviness in the room or hear a tightness in their voice. And when we reflect this back to them with neutrality, it becomes an opening. For example, we might say something like, "It seems like there's some trembling right here in your body. What do you notice there?" This isn't about telling them what's wrong or trying to fix anything. It's really just about naming what's present in a way that invites them into direct contact with their own experience. Often, that simple noticing is what allows the energy to begin to move again. One of the things that's really important here is that as therapists, we must see our clients as they actually are, not just as they report themselves to be. A client may say, "I'm fine," but their shoulders are braced, their breath is shallow, and the field around them is heavy. When we only listen to the report, we risk missing the truth of their lived experience. But when we attune to subtle energy, we can mirror back what is actually present with compassion and curiosity. This is letting our clients know that we see them as they actually are, and we welcome them as they actually are. This might sound something like, "As you say you're fine, I notice your breath seems to stop short in your chest. What do you notice there?" By being a clear mirror of reflection, we're not imposing our view. We're actually opening a doorway for the client to come into deeper contact with themselves. We become the attuned presence that allows them to truly see themselves and begin to find their way through the habitual patterns that have kept them stuck. This is where somatic intelligence and subtle energy come together. Neurobiology gives us the language of the nervous system, specifically the vagus nerve, which runs from the brainstem down through the throat, chest, and abdomen, connecting the brain with major organs such as heart, lungs, diaphragm, stomach, and intestines. It's a key player in regulating breath, heart, digestion, and stress responses. The vagus nerve is known as the soul nerve because it's the primary pathway through which our inner life expresses outwardly and through which connection flows inwardly. It carries the signals of safety, allowing the heart to soften, the voice to resonate with warmth, and the face to shine with presence. In moments of coherence, it's the nerve that lets the soul feel at home in the body, expressing through safety, through voice, and through relational connection. Ancient traditions have long spoken of this bridge between body and spirit, and modern neurobiology is now mapping the same truth. The vagus nerve links our physiology with our capacity for intimacy, belonging, love, embodied awareness, and even higher consciousness. When we pair this understanding with the chakra system, another map of subtle energy, we begin to see the deep overlap between the vagus nerve and the energy centers of the body. The vagus nerve runs vertically through the throat, heart, and solar plexus, the very regions described for centuries in contemplative traditions as energetic centers of expression, love, and personal power. When the vagus nerve is regulated, these centers can open and flow. The voice carries resonance. The heart softens into connection. The belly relaxes into strength. When it's dysregulated, the same centers constrict. The voice tightens. The heart closes. The gut braces. Seen this way, neurobiology and subtle energy are describing the same truth in different languages. Life force is either open and flowing or constricted and defended. And healing is not only about resolving psychological content, it's about restoring the free flow of aliveness through the whole multidimensional being. And here's the beauty: we don't do that for our clients, we don't impose that change. We create the conditions for their system to remember its own inherent intelligence. Sometimes that looks like inviting awareness. For example, we might say, "As you share that, what do you notice in your heart?" Other times, it looks like holding a grounded, neutral, coherent presence that allows the client's own awareness to arise. Either way, the reorganization doesn't come from us, it emerges from the intelligence of life itself when we honor it. When we ignore subtle energy, it doesn't go away. It lingers as psychic residue or emotional energy pollution that weighs down the client's vitality and clouds the therapeutic process. If we sense subtle energy but ignore it, we become incongruent, and that incongruence is felt in the field, and it compromises both the safety and the potential of the therapeutic container. But when we tend to settle energy with presence and coherence, it becomes the doorway to transformation. What was once stuck begins to move, what was once dense begins to clear, and the soul remembers its seat in the body. This is one reason why the therapist state of consciousness is so vital. If we're holding space from our ordinary mind, our conceptual knowing, our personality, we're less likely to see the client in their multidimensional expression. However, when we hold space from an awakened state, a non-ordinary state of consciousness, we become even more able to attune to subtle energy. From this expanded awareness, we sense the whole field, not just the story. We become open enough to listen to life moving through the client and steady enough to mirror it back with clarity and compassion. So often, therapy trainings focus on what to do, the techniques, interventions, treatment plans. And yes, conceptual knowledge is so important. But if we ignore our own state of consciousness, and if we don't attune to subtle energy, we miss the deeper current. We miss the inherent intelligence of life itself, which is always seeking wholeness. And here's the paradox. When we attune to subtle energy, we're sensing something seemingly invisible, which can feel challenging to put words to. But we don't need to get it right. We only need to create an opening for the client's awareness to look deeper into their field, to expand, and to welcome the actuality of their experience. In this way, we're honoring the client's inherent wisdom. We're being as clear of a mirror as possible so they can see themselves accurately and awaken to the wholeness that's always been present. So, as you listen right now, I want to invite you to sense into your own being. Notice your breath. Feel into your body. Bring awareness to the subtle qualities of aliveness expressing through you, your own multidimensional self. Perhaps notice the vertical line of your spine, the soft expansion of your heart, or the grounding in your belly. This is the same intelligence you'll meet in your clients, the golden thread of life that guides their healing from within. This, to me, is the heart of awakened therapy, honoring the unseen, trusting the client's inner healer, and practicing therapy not as an expert who fixes, but as a sacred path of remembering wholeness. Thank you so much for walking this path with me. If you found this episode meaningful and want to hear the full conversation, you can access the entire episode by joining us on Patreon. Your support helps make this work possible and allows us to continue offering deep experiential content like this. As a member, you'll also get access to extended sessions, discounts on trainings, and behind-the-scenes discussions on the therapeutic process. To join the community and learn more about our trainings, visit us at awakentherapist.com or click the link in the show notes. Thanks for listening.